So, you know, the reason that I'm on vacation is because it's my goddamn birthday, people. I'm sure Big Fatty's already spouted it all out. No longer, what's a 45 degree angle? An equilateral, whatever, an equatorial. 45 is such a nice number. 46 is an ugly number, don't you think? I don't want to be 46. It's just not a pleasant number.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
It's my goddamn birthday, people. I'm sure Big Fatty's already spouted it all out.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1331 of the BFO for Monday, the 4th of March, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about the weekend, and then, y'all, I'm just going to impart a little wisdom. Big Fatty. Hello, elders. Big Fatty, that's you. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you are elders today. Because at the beginning of today's little show, you heard that Faye Driver from the Pink Wingnuts little show. Y'all, he's becoming elderly, y'all. Yes, Big Fatty, poor old thing. So, anyway, and y'all, since we're talking about the Faye Driver becoming elderly, yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is correct. Today, Monday the 4th of March, y'all, it is the celebration of exiting of the birth canal, y'all, from, you know, the hipster himself, the Faye Driver from up there in the Vancouver, Mexico, and y'all, you know, he mentioned that he's, turning 46 today, y'all. He's a young whippersnapper, but you know, now he doesn't feel like a hipster anymore, y'all. He probably, Big Fatty probably feels like a broken hipster. Big Fatty, that's silly. But y'all, he is not the only one that exited the birth canal on the 4th of March. No, Big Fatty, there's another one. And y'all, this person is out there in the California, y'all. It is none other than the little show co-host with the chairman of the board of the BFO. Y'all, it is Miss Sarah Davis of the How Much Do We Love a Little Show. And y'all, I just hope that both Sarah and the Faye Driver have just a lovely, lovely celebration of exiting. Big Fatty, do you think there'll be some sort of Mexican cake? Yeah, Gussie, y'all, hadn't spoken to you since I recorded the Friday little show. Y'all, it's a good day in the coal mine on Friday. Got a lot done. I had made my chili because, you know, the weather was going to be chilly. Yes, Big Fatty, we got it. So, y'all, I had some of that for my supper on Friday night, and I watched a couple of TV programs, and y'all, I just decided I was gonna go to bed early, cause you know, I'm still fighting the congestion and all a little bit, and I thought, well, I'll just get under the electric camisole, and y'all, I slept wonderfully on Friday. night. Then got up on Saturday and just piddled around the fat cave here. Washed my underpants and just piddled around and all this kind of stuff. Talked to Granny on the phone. Granny is about 90% sure he's gonna come to the Pride 48. Cause you know, y'all, he loves to gamble. He doesn't give a shit about podcasting. But Big Fatty's going to be there, and he loves to gamble, and so he'll come and lose all of his money and go home empty-handed. Miss Porter can't come, so it'd be just Granny and I in the Las Vegas. And so we'll see if that all pans out, but he was looking for airfares and things like that. Y'all, the airfares have already climbed from when Big Fatty got his airfare for $280, including the taxes. Yes, Big Fatty! And then on Saturday evening, I went out to the and Granny and Miss Porter were both there, and y'all, we had a really, really good time. There were two very distinguished young gentlemen there that sat with us and chitter-chatted. They were from up the 26, as they say out there in Sarah Davis land. They are from up the 26, and they were in town for, I don't know what they were in town for, but y'all, we all just hit it off with them and had a really good time. Y'all, I usually leave when the drag show starts, but y'all, I was having such a good time that I stayed until about 12:30 a.m. in the morning, and headed on home then. And a young thing that had hit Big Fatty up on the Grin Doctor a month or so ago. Hey. Y'all, he was in there, and so he started chitter-chatting with me on the Grin Doctor, and I finally walked over and just introduced myself. And there was no gentleman calling on Saturday evening or anything. And y'all, I came home, and needless to say, the Tanqueray and tonic with two limes times three just put Big Fatty into a coma. And y'all, I slept late on Sunday morning and had my brofkas and my coffee and y'all, what is that? That's my brofkas still. Then I went to the Whole Foods, and y'all, that is spelled with a W. I don't know if you knew that or not. Just picked up a couple of little things. I didn't need very much. So I did that, and now I'm here chitter-chatting for the Monday Little Show. Y'all, on my trip over to the Whole Foods, I was listening to that terminally single Tim. Y'all, he's had a rough time. He's had a rough time, evidently. This is where I'm just going in offer some wisdom, y'all. I'm gonna tell you something. I don't blame people's behavior on their mamas or the daddies, but y'all, I got to say, I think the Hats did a pretty damn good job teaching me and my brothers the difference between right and wrong, and y'all. Terminally single Tim, if you hadn't heard, he had all of his computers and checkbooks and absorbent iPad and just all kinds of other stuff stolen out of the trunk of his car. So y'all, somebody was watching him, and they were stalking him, and y'all, they didn't tear up the car or hold him up at gunpoint or anything like that. Y'all, they're just mean. And y'all, it's just I cannot imagine. I just can't imagine doing something like that. And I just can't imagine doing something like that, and I can't imagine other people doing or something like that. Y'all, it's just mean. And anyway, so that's all I'm going to say about that. But y'all, you know, when you're violated like that, you feel vulnerable, and you know, there's probably a period where there's anger. And y'all, and Terminally Single Tim is one of the sweetest people you'll ever meet. One of the sweetest people you'll ever meet. And y'all, it's just, you know, it'd be one thing if it happened to somebody that was a big fatty. Don't say that. But anyway, y'all, the other thing I wanted to talk to you about, and several little shows have talked about this topic over the past few weeks or whatever, and I know the kids over there at the Cordials and Kerfuffles have talked about it, y'all, and that's about customer service. Now, y'all, you know, there is, and this may go against what a lot of people think, but y'all, customer service is one of those things that's it's becoming something from the past. And y'all, a lot of people just say, "Oh, and nobody cares," you know. Blah, 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 you know, I'm the customer. Blah, 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 blah. Y'all, let me tell you something. And there was a lot of this last weekend when I was in Jacksonville dealing with the American Airlines. But y'all, you part of customer service is also if you think it starts with the people that are providing the service to you, take a step back for a second. Just take a step back, because y'all, customer service begins with the customer. And you need to be a good customer, and sometimes the answer to a customer service question or request has to be no, and people don't like to hear that, and that's usually when they put the orange hats on. But y'all, there are just times, and as a providing customer service, you know that there are times that bad customers just make you want to be I just want to give these people what they want and send them on their way. I don't need to be their buddies or anything like that. And y'all, that comes with over time, when people are just ugly. They're just ugly and mean, and y'all, it's just, there's no the old saying, the customer is always right. I don't agree with that. I just don't agree with that, because there are times when the customer is not right, and the customer is just unreasonable. I think there's a reasonable expectation to receive good customer service, but I believe there is also a reasonable expectation on the part of those providing the customer service to deal with a reasonable customer. And if you're not a reasonable customer, I'm sorry. It is a two-way street. It is not a one-way street. And I don't think I do think that there are many times that the customer is right, and sometimes customer service falls by the wayside. Don't get me wrong there. But I think a lot of people have just gotten themselves in a mindset that the squeaky wheel gets the oil, and you know the more you raise your voice, the better the customer service is going to be. And y'all, that's just not right. There generally when you're dealing with a customer service representative, they have been given the job to offer customer service, but also live within the rules of the company. And sometimes the rules of the company don't allow the customer to get exactly what they want. And y'all, you know, going through life, you don't get everything you want just because you want it. And because if you do, you're just spoiled. You're just a spoiled brat. And y'all, don't be a spoiled brat. That's all I'm going to say on that. And so y'all, remember when you're dealing with customer service, remember the customer also has an obligation to be a good customer also. And y'all, you know, I deal with it every day at the coal mine, and there's just, you know, there's just ugly people. There's just ugly people, and they don't, they don't, they think the shit don't stink is what it is. Freddy, please, we know yours does. Y'all, speaking of that, you know that Guru Nudie sent me the fiber, the flaxseed fiber flakes or something like that. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. Big Fatty is no longer a live machine. Y'all, I'm a fart machine. Freddy, please. But anyway, there you have that. Y'all, I'm going to go over here to the mailbag because I've gotten a few things from Paul. You know, Paul likes to send me things from time to time. By the way, that Kyle in the Hawaiian, Kyle, you never sent me what your T-shirt size is, so you need to do that. And Big Fatty can get a prize out to you. Y'all, but I'm going to just read a couple of these things that Paul has sent to me. It says, this is a children's mass. It says, oh my goodness. And y'all, this, how appropriate, with the step down of the Pope. Y'all, speaking of the Pope, you know, since Sunday was Miss Bacon's birthday, I'm just another observation that Kim Beaver is all of a sudden come out of the woodwork also. I'm just saying. But anyway, oh my goodness, a priest was presenting a special children's mass to the congregation. During his message, he asked the children if they knew what the resurrection was. Now, asking questions during children's mass is crucial, but at the same time, asking the children questions in front of a congregation can be very dangerous. Having asked the children if they knew the meaning of the resurrection, a little boy raised his hand, and the priest called on him, and the little boy said, all I know is that if you have a resurrection that lasts for more than 4 hours, you're supposed to call the doctor. It took over 10 minutes for the congregation to settle down enough from their laughter for the mass to be continued. Y'all, I love that. Big Fatty, that was a good one. So, Paul, I'm sorry I don't have time to, oh, dear Gussie. I don't have time to read any more of those. Y'all, I got the sweetest e-letter from a straight boyfriend, straight bop. Y'all, I'm going to tell you something. I hope each and every one of you are just as jealous as you can be, because I have the best straight boyfriend in the entire world. So there you have it. Y'all, I want to send out an all-points bulletin for that Brian and David out there in Denver. I hadn't heard from them in forever. And hey, birthday boy, anything you want to say today on your special day?
It's my goddamn birthday, people. I'm sure Big Fatty's already spouted it all.
You better believe it, you old fart, you.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.